Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns. And, Coach, last night your team is taking on Newman Catholic at Newman. And Newman able to jump out right away to a 20-0 score in the first quarter and go on to defeat you last night. Coach, tell me a little bit about the game.
Yeah, you know, they came out and went right to their passing game. They have, the Burt kid at quarterback, and this is his fourth year as their starter. And they got some receivers over there with the Taylor kid and Hamilton kid. You know, big 6'3", 6'4", 6'6", type of kids. And so, you know, they went to some play action stuff, you know, early on. And we're able to make some throws. And, you know, our coverage was pretty darn good on a couple of those touchdown passes. But, you know, those guys just made some plays. So, you know, for the most part, that first quarter and first half, they were throwing the ball and mixing in a little bit of the run game. But it was mainly through the air. And, you know, that was just a tough matchup for us, right now. So they took advantage of that, and you know we were able to put a decent drive in there in the second quarter, and put a score in there. But you know, just the tail of the first half was, you know, they got some really 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 nice athletes over there, and they were able to take advantage of some of those advantages they had to get out to that big lead at halftime.
Coach, talk a little bit about the environment. How was the environment last night?
No, it was good, you know, for them. It wasn't too raucous or anything like that, and so, you know, we just kept playing. And in the second half, you know, we were able to do some things in terms of getting some points on the board there. You know, Logan Bacon had a nice 72-yard run, and then we were able to put a couple others in there. Bo Kaufman had a nice 10-yard run, but. You know, kids just kept playing, but, you know, like I said, up to that point, it was just a difficult matchup for us. And, you know, they're a good football team. You know, I think Britt did beat them earlier in the year. And obviously, Britt's, looks like to be the class of our district again this year. But, Newman's probably going to make some noise, I think, down the road as they finish up their season. And looks like, you know, they're heading towards the playoff berth. So, no, just a really, really good football team.
Coach, as you kind of mentioned there, your team kept fighting in the game, and that kind of seems like it's been the theme for your team this year. They really have not quit throughout the year. I know there's been some tough times. You've had some injuries and some other absences, but it really feels like, from talking to you on Saturday mornings, that your team just wakes up and keeps fighting each week.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good analysis, you know, and, you know, once we get down, you know, I think the theme on offense, let's just keep trying to execute what our offense is. And, we were able to do that and do some good things, you know. And, once again, we rushed for, I think, 240 yards last night. So that's positive. And I think they just, you know, they understand, you know, we don't need to look at the scoreboard. You know, let's go out. You know, we got a series here on offense. Whether that's in defense, and keep trying to do what we can do, to the best of our abilities, and if kids do that, then that's what you want for them in those types of situations.
And Coach, with this, your team will move on to next week, where you guys will come back at home against North Butler, a team that. I think your team matches up really well with, and going to take on the Bearcats back at home. Kind of a rough night for North Butler last night against St. Ansgar, and now they come to your place, Coach.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think it's, you know, a couple teams with the same record there, and I think you're right. We match up pretty well with them, and, you know, they had a really nice run last year, with the team that they had and got into the playoffs. And I believe they won their first round playoff game, but you know, their team was a team that they had a lot of those seniors last year that played as, you know, freshmen and sophomores and kind of took their lumps. And then, as they got older, they formed a really good football team. But, you know, those kids are gone. And so they're kind of rebuilding again and, you know, having some struggles. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We came out of last night healthy, so that's good. And, you know, hopefully throughout the rest of the week we'll stay healthy and we should be full go for next Friday night with our personnel.
Coach, North Butler got you pretty good last year. As you mentioned, a pretty good season for them, 40-7 at their place. Do you think that you know, inspires and will excite your guys a little bit more to say, we're for sure, we don't want to let that happen, but maybe we want to give it back to them a little bit?
Well, you know, I think so. You know, every year is a little bit different, and, you know, the makeup is different. But, I mean, I think kids that were in that game, you know, obviously, you know, we actually played a really, really good first half, and we were competing really hard there, and it was a close game at halftime, but you know, they were able to open it up in the second half. So, yeah, hopefully they can, you know, just remember that a little bit, and I want to look forward to trying to get after the Bearcats this year.
All righty, Coach. Well, we'll wish your team the best of luck in that home contest against North Butler next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That was Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns.